41. Icaria, my heart. The Ictinio quaked under Modo's feet and began moving in fits and starts through the water, nearly throwing him down the stairs. Serdar burst past him and dashed toward the bridge. Modo followed.
No, the left lever,
Captain Monturiel snapped.
We must fill the forward ballasts to dive.
Remember, dear Captain, Modo heard Colette say. This is my first time with these controls.
Modo had taken two more steps when the Ictinio suddenly struck something with force, the bottom of the wyvern. He grabbed the railing and waited for the water to come pouring in, but the Ictinio held. He jumped the rest of the way into the bridge. Serdar took the wheel from Monturiel, who immediately raised the periscope and put her eye to the lens. They'd been driving, blind. Push the red lever down, and that will fill the ballast tank, Serdar said patiently. Each click you hear is an eighth of the chamber filling. Colette followed his instructions, and the submarine ship dove.
Good work, Captain Monturiel said.
Now bring it halfway up.
Colette moved the levers again, and the Ictinio leveled out.
We'll make an Icarian of you yet.
At that, Colette laughed, but she seemed proud of herself.
Full speed, Serdar, Captain Monturiel said. We must return to New Barcelona and warn our comrades to prepare for war. Our comrades imprisoned on the ship will have spoken of our city. It is safe now, but soon our enemy will find a way to reach us. We will defend our city with all our might.
She looked at the instrument cluster.
45 degrees to port, she said.
Serdar turned the wheel and the Ictinio responded.
They seem to have repaired the steering apparatus. All systems are functioning properly.
The Ictinio hummed along, now going at full speed.
Is there anything I can do?
Modo asked.
Just have a seat, Monturiel answered. You've worked hard enough today.
He sat at the small map table. He noticed that Colette kept glancing at him.
What is it?
He asked.
I'm not used to your new face.
Modo had already forgotten. He wouldn't have enough strength to transform his face into a more familiar one. Better to cover himself. He felt in the trouser pockets of the guild uniform and discovered a black silk neckerchief. It fit snugly over his nose. He adjusted his eyes and kept the grey cap on. He looked out the porthole as they rose in the water and saw the underwater plateau that led to New Barcelona. He watched the lights of the city grow closer. The Ictinio turned straight toward the city and was travelling at such a clip that Modo feared they'd crash into it. He jumped up to warn them.
Fill the forward ballasts, Captain Monturiel commanded.
The Ictinio dove and Modo braced himself, expecting to hit the ocean floor.
Don't be alarmed, she said. We constructed a wide tunnel into the plateau.
Jagged rock walls were visible through the window, and several lights burned underwater, making the tunnel bright. Soon the Ictinio was rising up into an underwater bay. It came to a stop.
Why didn't you enter this way before?
Modo asked.
Because I enjoy the walk, and I wanted to visit my father.
Monturiel paused.
And vanity, I must say. After 2 weeks of Miss Brunette's mocking, I wanted to see her dumbfounded by the sight of New Barcelona.
I was très dumbfounded, I'll admit that, Colette said.
Serdar, prepare Icaria's mace.
Are you certain, Captain? Serdar said. Modo hadn't heard him question her before. She nodded.
What is this mace?
Modo asked.
You shall see soon enough. Let us warn our comrades.
They all climbed out the hatch and Serdar closed it. He then went to a storage locker.
Does he need help? Modo asked.
Comrade Garay should arrive shortly, Monturiel said. Once he had pedalled clear of the wyvern, he could engage the motor.
He will aid Serdar.
They entered New Barcelona. The same three women in white robes greeted them halfway down a long hall, along with four boys, the oldest looking not much older than 8. There were 2 elderly men, both with peg legs, and beside them a sickly-looking man who was missing an arm. Modo remembered that they had been outside working on New Barcelona the first time he had visited. In all, Modo counted 12 people, including a swaddled baby and young twin girls. Several people were holding fishing spears. Modo's heart sank. The children were mostly afraid, the women grim.
This wasn't an army trained to defend an underwater country.
Our comrades are imprisoned on an enemy ship, Monturiel said to the gathered Icarians.
Our enemy is an organization that calls itself the Clockwork Guild.
Captain, what can we do?
One of the old men asked.
You shall protect New Barcelona with every beat of your heart. Serdar and I will strike them with the Ictinio.
What about the balloons? Colette asked.
We will go deep enough that the balloon devices cannot follow. We will spear them directly from below.
But is the Ictinio designed for those depths? Modo asked.
Yes, she is. Her collapse depth is 1,000 meters. We will only go a quarter of that distance. The deeper we go, the more speed we will attain when we empty the ballast tanks.
The pressure will be tremendous, Colette said.
It's madness to risk it all.
No, not madness. It is the unexpected, and that is how one wins wars, Monturiel said.
Your debt has been paid. You two may remain here.
You promised to deliver us to Iceland, Colette said.
I will fulfill that promise after this battle.
You don't have enough sailors to run the Ictinio, Modo added.
We shall manage.
Modo looked at the women and the children, and at the old men. They were determined, even the youngest, but none of them was trained for battle. Everything was moving too fast. His assignment was to bring the technology home to England, to Mr. Socrates, but that would be impossible if the technology was destroyed. No, it was more than that. Modo's eyes rested on the men, missing limbs. Monturiel had brought them here, had given them a homeland, where they could contribute, could be accepted.
I'll go with you, he said.
You are very brave. Monturiel put her hand on his shoulder. It will not be an easy mission. Colette let out a long sigh.
I shall go too. I won't be outdone by an Englishman.
You may have insulted my country, Monturiel, and I could not live under the water like this. I enjoy the cafes and dress shops of Paris too much. But I do not want your city destroyed.
Monturiel put her other hand on Colette's shoulder.
You are heartily welcome. We shall go now.
When they returned to the Ictinio, Modo noticed that the hatch was open. Hadn't Serdar closed it earlier?
His brain was too addled to recall clearly.
Observe. Remember.
The Philomena was also in the dock now, and Comrade Garay was helping Serdar bolt a large spiked metal ball near the tip of the Ictinio's sharpened ram.
Serdar and Garay marched over. The mace is attached, Captain, Serdar said.
Good, good.
What is it? Modo asked.
Icaria's mace, Serdar said.
Yes, the captain continued. The ram will tear a hole in the hull, and the mace will detonate within a minute, ripping more wounds in the enemy's ship. That is the theory. We have not tested it before.
Oh, Modo uttered. I see.
Comrade Garay, Monturiel said, you shall be in charge of the defense of New Barcelona. You need to arm the citizens and patrol.
Garay's eyes were wide.
But, Captain, I want to come with you.
No, Garay. Only you can pilot the Philomena. If all is lost, you must take your fellow Icarians to safety.
He saluted with a trembling hand.
Yes, Captain.
Now we shall strike, Captain Monturiel said, like a spear thrown by Poseidon.